You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International, and we begin with our daily feature that we'll be running all through the days of Hajj, and that is newspaper headlines all the way from Saudi Arabia. And joining us for this feature daily, Mawlana Abdurrahman Layli. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh ta'ala, Mufti Sahib. And alhamdulillah, pleasure to be with the listenership of Radio Islam International once again.
Good to have you with us on the airwaves. Mawlana, perhaps very briefly you can take us through your journey up until this point.
Well, the journey up until this point, alhamdulillah, the honor of spending a good amount of time in Madinatul Munawwarah today would herald it being a week and a little bit more. The city has seen, Madinatul Munawwarah has seen the influx of many Hujjaj. It's seen Madinatul Munawwarah swell to what we know would be the capacity just prior to Hajj. And then the 25th of Dhul-Qa'da, which passed us just 2 days ago, then suddenly sees that many of the Hujjaj depart from Madinatul Munawwarah for Makkatul Mukarramah. In essence, the last 2 days have been most probably the quietest days in this Hajj season in Madinatul Munawwarah. But this heralds then the next wave of pilgrims who would come to Madinatul Munawwarah, and most of which would reach Makkatul Mukarramah just before Hajj, or some of them right on the days of Hajj.
SubhanAllah, what a privilege Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed you to be in the Holy Lands at this time of the year and to be in the blessed city of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, taking a look at the newspapers, what's dominating the news this afternoon?
Well, the news this afternoon, on the second page, we have mention of Hajj. 17,000 civil defense personnel gear up for safety of pilgrims. An article written with regards to the services that will be rendered this year. Stipulation from the Ministry of Civil Defense that guards at the tents or the camps in Mina, Muzdalifah and Arafah should be no less than 20 years old and no more than 55 years of age. And an additional stipulation is that they should know a little bit about basic electricity, with regards to failing air conditioning systems, etc., a little bit of firefighting and other essential skills. Sadly, one of the problem areas encountered last year during the stampede was that guards were given a clear command not to let anyone into the camp. And had they been able to access their own acumen and intellect, a lot more lives could arguably have been saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So hopefully this year, other than the training and the strict instructions, they'll also be taught about Plan Bs and Plan Cs. And hopefully, inshallah, to start with, we won't have a catastrophe as unfolded last year. Also, in some of the articles in today's newspaper, social media flooded with proxy Hajj ads. The concept of people selling their services to undertake Hajj Badal, at prices ranging between 4,000 and 4,500 riyal. So you contract with somebody who's put out this ad on social media. You pay the majority of the money before the days of Hajj so that they can see to all the expenses. They continuously upload and send back to you video clips of them at the different places on Hajj undertaking the different rituals, and you pay the balance upon completion. There's some comment from one of the scholars at one of the Islamic universities here. That's Imam Muhammad Ibn Saud Islamic University in Riyadh, a Sharia scholar and someone who's also part of important committees, the Prophet Sunnah Network, mentioned that this is a practice that should be shunned, especially advertising it via social media, because it's open to abuse, in the sense it has to become a money-making racket in that sense. So he then goes further to mention that yes, Hajj Badal is something that is permissible, but is normally done with either close family members or close family friends, and shouldn't be something that we promote and encourage to be contracted via social media. Other articles speak of domestic tourism, and we know, subhanAllah, that domestic tourism has become quite a buzzword in Saudi Arabia and other parts of the Arab world due to the falling oil prices. So they're speaking of how the encouragement towards domestic tourism as well as international tourism to areas other than Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwarah. Just next to the article on domestic tourism, there's quite a funny cartoon. It says where you know, the manager is speaking to one of the employees, the employee at his workstation looking at his monitor, and the manager tells the employee, use a larger font, the profits will look bigger. So it seems that much of the society here, especially the economic community,
yeah.
is helped by these falling oil prices. Another article, not specifically linked to Saudi Arabia, but would have bearing on those traveling for Hajj and Umrah, is with regards to Qatar Airways and the Qatar Airport. The Qatar Airport is to levy airport tax on passengers. So tax the equivalent of $9.61, the equivalent of 35 Qatari riyal, will be levied every passenger traveling to Qatar Airport. That's for tickets that were reserved after August the 30th, and for all travel starting from the 1st of December. So if you made the reservation prior to the 30th of August, you should still be fine. But if you made the reservation prior to the 30th of August and you are traveling after the 1st of December, do budget for an additional 35 Qatari riyals per passenger. This is one of the means of income generation in a country that's also being plagued by the falling oil prices.
Yes, so a number of stories dominating the news, and all as we count down to Hajj, the various stories coming from different parts of the world, the Hujjaj coming together, and the various things that affect them will all be covered in the newspapers. What are the common English newspapers that one is able to purchase in Saudi?
The common English newspapers that are easily available are the Saudi Gazette, as well as the Arab News. These are two of the publications that one can find with relative ease. There are other online publications, etc., but generally these are the ones that are accessible to Hajj. When we speak of the coming of Hajj, up until Sunday, 698,822 pilgrims had arrived. That's really a drop in the ocean. It's only just under 700,000, which means the vast majority of pilgrims should still be potentially coming, unless Hajj this year proves to be much quieter than it's been almost ever before in our lifetimes.
I suppose the positive spin to that is you have more space to yourself, so to say, that there aren't those crowds. Is it visible?
Yes, you can see there's a drop. Naturally, for those, you know, every year, for those who are taking their Fard Hajj, their first Hajj, to them, the crowds are overbearing, intimidating, etc. But for those who've been and traveled to Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah a few times, they would be able to see this markedly in terms of access to the Haramain, access to the Masajid, and those type of things. For those who were in Ramadan, who were present in Makkah al-Mukarramah in particular during the last 10 days of Ramadan, the crowd will be nothing close to what it was during that season, that being one of the busiest seasons that Saudi Arabia has ever seen.
Subhanallah. Mawlana, we say Jazakumullah Khair for the update tomorrow, and we look forward to chatting to you again tomorrow afternoon, inshallah.
Inshallah. Up until then, well, between now and then, inshallah, I'll be traveling to Makkah al-Mukarramah and undertaking and completing my Umrah. So the next time when I speak to you, I'll be bearing no hay on my head.
Inshallah, Allah make it easy and make, you know, open the ways and remove all impediments, inshallah.
Ameen, ya
Rabbi. Jazakumullah Khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Mawlana Abdurrahman Layli with our newspaper headlines all the way from Madinatul Munawwara. And the salient point, only 700,000 Hujjaj have arrived in Saudi Arabia up until this point. Interesting bit of information. It's now 18 minutes past 5.